Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that we hope every week begins to just prime our heart and our minds to fix our attention upon the Lord before we even gather as the people of God. And so this morning, I just want to look back to a verse that maybe you've read if you're following in the Bible reading plan with us here at First Family Church, going through the book of Judges. In Judges 4, verse 1, it says this. It's a simple verse. It says, "The Israelites again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord after Ehud had died." And this verse encapsulates the pattern that we see in the book of Judges. It says, even in that first three verses, that the Israelites did it again. And the people of God, what we see in the book of Judges, the people of God's sin, God brings a judge to deliver them, and then they fall back into sin, and that pattern continues over and over and over again in this book. And it might be easy for us to sit here and look back wishing we could maybe shake some sense into them, but that pattern that we see in the book of Judges is actually just a picture of the sinfulness that exists in our hearts as well. And as I've been reading through this book, the lyrics of Come Thou Fount, that old hymn, come to mind when I think about even the sinfulness that's in my heart, or think about this text. And it says this: "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. But here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above." I think that hymn is so true of mankind. We're so prone to wander and to want to do what feels right or what we want to do, to allow our foolishness or our selfishness to guide us instead of the Lord. But aren't you thankful for the grace of God? Even as we head into this next week with Good Friday just a few days away and Easter a week away, I know I'm personally extremely humbled by my wandering, knowing that I deserve judgment. But praise the Lord for what we will remember this Friday, that Christ has come and taken the judgment upon himself once and for all. And this text is actually such a good reminder of what Good Friday is about, that unlike the temporary judges that we see in this text or in this book who came and went, Jesus is the final deliverer. He didn't just bring peace for a moment in time, he brought everlasting salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:57 comes to mind too, which says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. Here at First Family, we often say that when we gather as the people of God, we're celebrating the gospel. And so this morning, when we come together, I pray that that would be so true of us as we head into Passion Week and Holy Week, getting into Good Friday and coming together one week from today, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So would that be true of us? Would we come this morning grateful for the gospel and celebrating the mercy of the Lord? Let me pray for us this morning. Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the fact that you came and you lived a sinless and perfect life. You died on the cross, a death that we deserve. Lord, I thank you that you came and you forgave and you came to redeem. And so, Lord, even this morning, I pray that we would walk in that freedom and that we would worship you, thankful for the gospel and celebrating in that fact this morning. We love you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.